الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Asatiza, Honorable colleagues, our graduates, beloved students, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic for tonight is Darul Uloom, Newcastle in South Africa. The contribution this Darul Uloom has made to the Ummah. We need to study the past, the present, and inshallah the future. Briefly, who was Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah? Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah was born in 1920 when he was in school here in Newcastle, and the teachers would ask him, what do you want to pursue as your career? Lo and behold, Maulana Qasim Sema used to say, Rahimahullah, I want to be a priest. Imagine priests, we don't have priesthood, but to explain to his non-Muslim teachers, he would say, I want to be a priest. Lo and behold, in the year 1935, this 15-year-old youngster leaves the shores of South Africa to come back 10 years later. In that interim, his biological mother passes away. Nevertheless, when he goes and studies there in Dabel, then we find he studies at the feet of those luminaries whom some of them we met and others obviously we did not meet. Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu passed away in 1965, buried in Medina Munawwara in Baqi. And Baba, they used to call him Baba, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Amrohi Rahimahullah, his sanad was the highest. Maulana Qasim Sema is that scholar that his sanad was one of the highest in the world before he passed away. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib informed me, because we spent so much time with Hazrat, he said that maine Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema ko bataya ke Hazrat aapka sanad itna aali hai, shayad hi kisi ki sanad itni aali ho. Your sanad is so high via Baba Abdul Rahman Amrohi Rahimahullah that hardly anybody in the world has such a unique sanad like yours. And in UK, our Sheikh Zahir Mahmood will know that the Sheikh Ahmad Ali, he also passed away recently. So imagine that is the caliber of scholar we are talking about. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri was his teacher. Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Rahimahullah was his teacher. And many, many others. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani was also his teacher in this sense that Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah used to sit in his class on many, many occasions. But when the day came for Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema to be in the final year, then Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah was not teaching in Dabel. There was some problems there. Nevertheless, 1942, Maulana returns, and then you find that the ship incident took place, which many of you know about. Our Maulana Ismail Aku did the Ummah a unique favor by writing the thesis on Maulana's biography. So Jazahullahu khairan to Mawlana Ismail Aku for that. When we used to go end of the year to pick up our guests from the airport, Jan Smuts Airport at that time, so many times Mawlana would tell me, you must come with, because on the way back we will stop in Heidelberg, my hometown, we'll have lunch or supper depending, and the guests can also relax a bit. So once we were going, so I said, Hazrat, I heard from this person, aap hi mujhe bata dijiye. We should speak Urdu all the time, and we should enjoy speaking with Mawlana Mansur ul-Haq sahab. Mawlana Mansur ul-Haq sahab is my teacher also, Hafidhahullah. One day I went to Mawlana's place and told him, Mawlana, you know, I can't write straight Arabic. I write all crooked, you know. You must teach me how to write. So now I went for about 1 month or something, and my writing got more crooked, you understand? So anyway, it's not Maulana's fault. Maulana is khattat, mashallah, par excellence. It's my weakness and hopelessness. It still remains crooked, you understand? So anyway, so we used to go. So I told Maulana that, please tell me your story about your ship and so forth. I was telling you, I speak Urdu with Maulana Mansur ul-Haq sahab, our Maulana Mumtaz ul-Haq sahab, Allah grant him higher stages in Jannat ul-Firdaus. And we used to enjoy speaking Urdu because it's good practice for us. So Maulana started the story here, I remember, by the garage. Until we read Jan Smuts, till then also he was not finished. Then when we returned till Heidelberg, on the return trip, then he completed the story. It took about 4 hours from starting to end, and I was making notes as well. So mashallah, most of it Maulana Ismail Aku has covered there. So this was Maulana Qasim Sema. From 1944, right up to 1967, then Maulana Sema Rahimahullah was in Wash Bank. In Wash Bank, for many of you and the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, that you would not know that there was a pamphlet published. We want to start the Darulum in Wash Bank. But lo and behold, Masha Allahu kan wa ma lam yasha lam yakun, no real students came, and that did not materialize. Mawlana Sema then became principal here in a madrasa, teaching all that. 1973 was the day. You must make all my students, all our ulama, all the listeners. There is one person we can never forget, and we need to take his name on this august occasion, and that is Haji Musa Bawda. We used to call him Haji Sahab. And that day, remember, our Hassan Amla nikah took place to Haji Sahab's daughter. Allah Jalla Wala grant Haji Sahab, his son-in-law Hassan Amla, all of them Jannatul Firdaus. He played a pivotal role, and he loved Sahibain. Make no mistake of that. He loved Sahibain, Mawlana Mansur ul-Haq and Mawlana Mumtaz ul-Haq. He loved them like his own children. As Mawlana, he'll tell you. That was Haji Sahib.
I cried for Haji Sahib's death, but I never cried for anybody else.
So make dua for these people. They didn't know what sacrifice they made for this Darul Uloom to become a reality. I will go on. We need to be positive, but we need to speak the truth at the same time. Okay, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah came, and when the Darul Uloom opened initially, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri could not be here, but Mawlana Sema went back to Karachi, and then they made the Nisab, the syllabus for Darul Uloom. And the syllabus was from first year to Mishkat Sharif. And he said, this I heard on several occasions from Mawlana Sema, our Mawlana Hashim Katrada, Mawlana Mansur ul-Haq sahab, the Asatiza, Mawlana Mahmud Akram sahab, everybody must have heard that he said, Hazrat bin Nuri farmaya karte the, Mishkat tak in kufari kar do, qiyamat bahut kareeb hai. That just teach them till Mishkat and let them go and serve their communities, because qiyamat is very, very near. So that is why Darul Uloom initially syllabus and syllabi was only till Mishkat Sharif. Nevertheless, 1973, then Mawlana Sema started this. I'll relate to you one incident when Almighty Allah wants something to happen. We were in the height of apartheid. So Mawlana Qasim Sema told us that there was one white gentleman, and he was looking, this place here was a seminary, a Catholic church. And then he was looking for every excuse that this Darul Uloom must not come into existence. He would find this fault, that fault. You know, this was all jungle. When Our Wali Dreya, our Sheikh, mashallah, he spoke of Appa Sakina. You know what Appa Sakina is, Maulana's wife. Allah grant the Jannatul Firdaus and Sukoon in Jannah. So when they came here to Darul Uloom, in those days, there was no electricity, nothing. It was jungle. So Maulana told us that what happened, that this man here was troubling, really trying to frustrate us. And one day when he was going around, one snake started chasing him. See, Maulana must have cried tahajjud time. And then when the snake chased him, like how Musa alayhi salam's time, you know, Pharaoh had to run, his wuzu broke. So you must remember the shaitan also ran away, never to come back. So that is Allah. When Allah wants something to happen. Anyway, there are many, many anecdotes we can mention, but let's carry on chronologically so we know what's really happening. This is the truth. I'm sitting on this member of Darul Uloom. We need not be shy of the truth. You must remember, Mawasema tried his level best. He told me this on many occasions, especially the last 10 years, from 91 to 2000, we used to sit many times alone in the office. So he told me that, and maybe some other teachers as well, you know, when we started Darul Uloom, South African teachers, South African ulama, lo and behold, and majority of them from Transvaal, they were dead against this Darul Uloom coming from into existence. They would tell Maulana Sema, ab angrezi mein parayenge, aur angrezi zaban mein noor hi nahi hai. Then Maulana Sema, for you who don't understand Urdu, they would tell Maulana, there is no need for you to start the Darul Uloom, because you say you want to start the Darul Uloom and the lingua franca and the zariya e taalim and the medium of instruction will be English. There is no luster, there is no radiance, there is no effulgence in the English language. Maulana used to tell us when guests used to come, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. So that was Maulana's standard answer. He faced so much difficulty. You need to make dua. I make dua for Muhammad Surul Haq. He's our teacher. So you must remember that he came in 1976. He won't tell you. His wages was 200-250 rand. That's Muhammad Surul Haq. 150 rand Maulana was teaching for. You need to kiss his hand. The man taught his heart. And for 3 years, he had no wife, no children. He had this Faisal, and all of them were not around. Whole family was there. For 3 years, he taught all the HIF students. Mawasema used to teach the Alim class, and Maulana Mansurul Haq used to teach. For 3 solid years, not one South African Alim. 79, my colleague, we stayed together in Karachi in the same room, Maulana Yunus Osman. So he is, where's Maulana Ismail? Is he coming? Our Maulana Usman. I wish he was here today. You know, we all one fraternity also. Hafiz Kala, myself, Yunus Usman, we will all like Ashabul Maymana also, you know. So anyway, Allah make us all Ashabul Maymana in the year after, inshallah. In we Maymana in this world and year after, inshallah. If you never understood, next time you'll understand. So anyway, let's carry on. So Maulana Yunus Usman came here in 79. So the teachers are now Maulana Qasim Sema, Maulana Mansurul Haq, and Maulana Yunus Osman, and the Darul Uloom is carrying on. Lo and behold, in March or April, Maulana Mansurul Haq will rectify me, that Maulana Mumtazul Haq came, and then he, as Maulana Hashim mentioned, he went into the Hifz class, Maulana Mansurul Haq sir went into the Alim class, and that is how the Darul Uloom now started moving forward. So we had one Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, and we had Sahibain, Maulana Mansurul Haqsab, and we had Maulana Mumtazul Haqsab, and we had Maulana Yunus Osman. So these were the teachers. In 79, Maulana Suleiman Goga. I hope Maulana is here. Maulana Suleiman Goga is here? Yeah? Acha. Maulana Suleiman Goga, the one with the ginger beard, gold beard. That's his sign. So Maulana Suleiman Goga was here, he used to teach his class as well. So this were the humble beginnings of the Darul Uloom Newcastle. Then I finished up one day, this is ajeeb when I think of it till today I cry. We were studying in Jamia Faruqia because I wanted
عهد الوثيق فإني أمين لعهد الوثيق
أخي فامضي لا تلتفت للوراء طريقك قد خضبته الدماء ولا تلتفت لا هنا أو هناك ولا تتطلع لغير السماء ولا تتطلع لغير السماء
فلسنا بطير مهيض الجناح ولن نستغل ولن
So we came everything alone and then Mawlana Mansoor ul-Haq sahab, Mawlana Mumtaz ul-Haq sahab, Shaheed Rahimahullah, they were all in Pakistan. I used to stay here on top, aapke makan mein. So I used to stay here on top in their house. And I used to eat by Mawlana Sema. And that. So I asked Mawlana Yunus Osman, I said, who's in charge of houses here? He said, Osman Tar. I said, Osman Tar, toman yo sago tieto. Now you understood nothing in that, you understood? I spoke Mehman there. That I said, Osman Tar is my connection, we Mehmans, we all connected. So, when I went there, I said, Osman ba, mage ghar khape. Now he doesn't know me, I need a house. So, you got something. She said, from where are you? I said, Heidelberg. He said, oh, I know your family. He said, yeah, here's the keys, take it. Yes. I came to Mawlana Sema, I said, Hazrat, mujhe to makan mil gaya. He said, aap kal aaye aur aaj makan mil gaya. He said, you came yesterday and today you got house already. I said, yes, I went to Osman Tar, he knows our family. So he gave me the keys. So Mawlana was very, very astonished, you know, that this man just come and I got the house already. So I told him, Mawlana, what I'll do, that as Mawlana mentioned, so I was teaching in the Hifz class, I think of Imtiaz Bhatta, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, you know, and all our trustees, Haji Musa Bawda, Haji our brother Ismail Patel, and Ba Abdullah Mullah, Isub Amin, and Solih Jedward, and there were many others. They all have passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. They played great role in running the Darul Uloom affairs and what have you. Anyway, then I came. We sat in the office. Mawlana on the chair. I'm on the chair. So he tell me he does this and all that. So I said, fine. So I stood up to go. He said, oh, you come back. We must discuss your wages. I said, oh, yeah, whatever you say, Mawlana. Wallahi, I came with the intention if Mawlana pay me 250 riyal, also I'm already thick here, you know. So Mawlana said, your wages is 300 riyal. So I got double of what Mawlana Mansoor ul-Haq sahab got. So anyway, when we started in 81, and I used to stay there in the flats there in paradise and all. So mashallah, then 82 came, I told Mawlana, you know, that I didn't come here for hifz, you must put me, he said, no, you will definitely be teaching kitabs and what have you. So 82 went. Mawlana Mansoor ul-Haq, Mumtaz ul-Haq, Mawlana Yunus Osman, teaching all the other senior kitabs. So 82 came ending. Our Abdul Majid and our other students and so forth, they were finishing or they just finished Mishkat Sharif and what have you. So one alim came from India and he told Mawlana Sema, no Allama Kashmiri is going to come now and no Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam is going to come now. No Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri to come now. You must start Dora and this. So Mawlana was very, very hesitant and reluctant. He made Mashura. We said, Hazrat, make Bismillah. 83 came. First time on South African soil, ulama are going to graduate. And this is the sharaf and the honor of Darul Uloom Newcastle. I always say, Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah is the father of all the Darul Ulooms. And Darul Uloom Newcastle is the mother of all the Darul Ulooms. So what we did, Mawlana Sema, Mawlana Mansoor ul-Haq, Mawlana Sema sahab, Bukhari Sharif. Mawlana Mansoor ul-Haq sahab, Tirmidhi Sharif. Mawlana Yunus Osman, you must remember, he took Muslim Sharif. Mawlana Mumtaz ul-Haq sahab, did Abu Dawood Sharif. I am the youngest teacher there, so I just keep quiet, you know. They say, okay, you take Sunan Nasai, Muatta Malik, Muatta Muhammad. I say, Subhanallah, same kitabs which our Ustad of Mawlana Qasim Sema and my teacher, so also Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari taught us, I must teach the final students. I said, Subhanallah, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. I just started in 81 and 83 we're teaching the final year students. Subhanallah. Nobody does that. But this was Mawlana Qasim Sema. He always wanted to give us a chance. When I asked Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq sahab, we discussed 101 issues. I say, Hazrat, ye Mawlana Qasim Sema ki bare mein aapki kya raaye hai? اسے ایسے متواضی عالم اور آدمی بہت کم نظر آتے ہیں. Such a humble person, and he never ever wanted greatness only for himself. He wanted the Darul Uloom. You Cape Town students, it's a miracle that Maulana was looking after you. I said, like, ek word, slana gela jermakar. You know, when I came to Darul Uloom, Maulana Yusuf Osman told me, those Cape Town children, they naughty like that. So when I walked in the class, Maulana Hashim and this and that, first week I gave the whole class ID. You understand? And I used to tell them, when I teach them in the second day, that 82, I said, ek is nie bang for yele kapstad. Ek is groot, ek sal yele donder, ek sal vir yele. You see, when you come, you green. And you just come with Josh, you know, the horse also is no more there. And we have so much, you understood. But Monsema sometimes would call me individually and say, don't teach them like this. Teach them muhabbat se, pyar se. You see, that is the fatherly figure. That is what we need. We need a spiritual father. We the teachers, we were his sons. You the students, you were the grandsons. So that was Maulana Qasim Sema. Then mashallah, 83, how we remember the jalsa like it happened yesterday. Maulana Mumtazul Haq Sahib was the MC. We had a big tent. 5,000 people came for the jalsa. And lo and behold, there had 7 students, our Maulana Mansurul Haq, Khattat of South Africa and Africa, and Maulana Mumtazul Haq. I still got a copy, mere paas abhi tak nuskha hai. If one of you, I don't know Maulana Ismail Aku, did you put it on a website? If you go, you will find the poetry and they compile the names of the students. I'll just take the first 3-4 students in how they came out. Maulana Junaid Adam first, Maulana Ismail Ali, make dua for Maulana Ismail Ali, his leg is amputated, Allah give him complete shifa. And then Maulana Saleji, Ismail Saleji was third, and then Maulana Nazim Hunter, make dua for Maulana Yunus Rauda, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So these were, and Kasper and Ahmed Davids and them, these were our first 7 students. So imagine, they wrote such a beautiful poem, and you know, Mumtaz Maulana, and that was the unique feature of the Alum Newcastle. It kept the Arabic identity, and our Cape Town students were masters, they used to learn the Arabic. I remember one day Maulana Sema said, "Dey jo majlan Urdu." So one student said, "Yes, Maulana, I know what is 35 in Urdu." You don't understand? I don't want to say it now, you don't understand? You must ask Maulana Hashim Qatarani, he'll tell you afterwards. What is 35 in Urdu? You don't understand, student? Maulana Musa Mal, Maulana told him, "You Musa," because he was from West Bank, they knew Maulana from there. "You must go Istima, you know Maulana says, must go Istima." He say, "Maulana, me, I can't go, I'm sick. I'll send my tape recorder, I'll listen to all the bayats." Now, who can tolerate all this? One day, I don't know where Maulana Ismail sits and all these things here, you know. So we come as a guest and just sit and run, give bayan and we go on. You know, this is my 10th program now in this trip. You know, so with Allah's help. Adam in Fadli Rabbi. So, one day, Mohsema tells me, I came from the house and I went to the office and I found a student, he's busy with the phone, Maulana's phone, and he's talking. Maulana said, "What you doing?" He said, "Maulana, you know what happened? I was leaning against the door and the door opened." Understood. "Okay, if the door opened, then what you doing on the phone?" He said, "No, to inform somebody the office is open." So everybody knows the man is lying, white lie, you know. But Maulana just said. Then after many years, I understood Maulana's wisdom. I used to tell Maulana, "You must expel this student. They're causing too much trouble here." Then one day he told me, "It's very easy to expel them. If they go back to their mahal like this, there is fear, they will leave Islam totally." See the wisdom. We were green, we were inexperienced, we didn't know all these things. We thought you just come teach and finish, you know. And this is a weakness in our system, that we don't train our teachers before they start teaching. We just came straight and started teaching. So we must improve in all these type of things. Then mashallah, every year there was jalsa and guests used to come and so forth. And then 2007 rather, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema passed away. So that was the past. Let us come to the present. What I'm going to take names, and the student's name I take, I want you must stand up, because half the people don't know this. What is Darul Newcastle's contribution to South Africa, Africa and the world? Sheikh Halani is here. Somalia, Sheikh Halani mawjood anda? Fainawa? Come here, Sheikh Halani. You see the gentleman there in the corner? He's Sheikh Halani. He is, mashallah, in the Somalia embassy, and is a cultural attaché, and mashallah, that he is taking Islam from South Africa to Somalia, from Somalia to South Africa, ensuring that Somalia must always remain according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Shias tried their tricks. He, Sheikh Halani, and his team, mashallah, they made sure that Somalia, the Shia office was closed down. What do you say? Who does this? We have to congratulate and salute. Ain't Sheikh Robli mawjood? Sheikh Robli, where are you? Come here, Sheikh. So, you see him at the back, Sheikh Robli? This man there? Subhanallah, me and you are in South Africa for 350 years. We have so many organizations. We have so many this and that. But we have not achieved what the Somali community has achieved. You come to me, you go to organizations, we all give advice in our advisory capacity. We'll say, see, this is the talaq, this is the iddat, this is the custody, this. We don't implement quwwatu tanfiz, we don't have. Somali community, you come to Mayfair, Johannesburg, Eastern Cape, East London, Port Elizabeth. Large numbers. You see, Sheikh, he's a qazi. Sheikh Robli is a qazi. They, the Somali, this is Darulum's community's, Darulum's contribution. He is our graduate, he became a qazi, and with his panel, they have 4, 5, 6 other qazis. When the Somalis have a problem, mudda'iye, mudda'alayde, there's the witnesses, and when he passes the verdict, finish. There's no going to court, nothing, all of them signed before. What is your verdict? We abide by it and we accept. Are we doing this? We have failed. Today they tell us on your face, we're not going to accept your verdict because my inheritance works out less. I'll go with the South African law and I will take that inheritance. An-nasu malu ila man indahu malu. Wa man la indahu malu fa anhu an-nasu malu. You know money is sweeter than honey. You tell your wife, honey, take some money, she'll be smiling. You know how it goes. So see too. Is Sheikh Hussein here from the Madrasa to Blind? MashaAllah. Come here, Sheikh. I must kiss your hand. I was hoping I meet you. MashaAllah. You see this man? Come on, Sheikh. You see this man? He looks like a simple Simon. He's so thin, you know. Maybe if you give one punch for Wakazo Musa for Qada Ali. This type of thing. See. Learn what is happening in this world, and the attribute must come to Darulum Newcastle. Before I go with that, I should just bring this Quran from Makkah, the Makkah Quran. You'll need to understand the politics of the world. What is the real politics? Not translation, the proper one. Just see, there's big ones here, might be also. So, anymore, just see that say the Makkah Quran. If you go to Madinah Munawwara, there is Sheikh Usman Taha. Sheikh Usman Taha is Khattatul Quran, the best Khattat calligrapher in the whole world. Yeah, I think that one there. I hope you brought the right one. Here is it. Shuf Sheikh. Al-Khattat Usman Taha. You see this Quran Sharif I have in my hands. 114 surah, 6,236 verses. All that 666 story is not right, is incorrect. 6,236 verses. Sheikh hails from Halab. He's in Medina Munawwara, Halab is Aleppo. Sheikh Sabuni, I told Mawlana Ismail, you must bring Sheikh Sabuni, mashallah, he came here. So he's from Halab. He's in Makkah, Sheikh Usman Taha is in Medina Munawwara. I went to his house and I told him, Sheikh, that I can't sit on your sofa, first I have to kiss your hand. So he laughed, you know. He said, but what's the story? I said, Sheikh, how many times you wrote the Quran? So he said 7 times. Not computer, not typewriter, to write with his hand. I asked him how long it takes you to write one Quran Sharif. He says 3 years. The man spent 21 years writing the Quran Sharif. Then I told him, Sheikh, now please take out your hand, I need to kiss your hand. So he said, okay, here's it. He said, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Sharawi? I said, I didn't meet him, but I heard about it. He said, Sheikh Mutawalli Sharawi did the same thing you did. I said, I didn't know, but just then we spoke and all this thing. Then I asked him, Sheikh, I want something else from you. Then he asked, what? I said, write my name. So he said, okay, write. So I just put Abdul Qadir Hussain, how long? Just 5 seconds, plus my crooked and writing also. So he took it to write Abdul Qadir Hussain, took him 15 minutes. Meticulous, you know. And then there's one thing now, never mind, Mawlana Sahib say we must wamma bi ni'mati rabbika fa hadith. He say, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, I did something else for you. I said, what, ya Sheikh? He said, the pen I use for writing the Quran Sharif, I wrote your name with that, but I'm not going to show you the pen. So I said, Sheikh, lo samahta atini al waraka, utrukil kalam, I don't need the pen, I need the paper. You see, so he gave me that, alhamdulillah. Now, this man, Sheikh Hussain, listen carefully. If you go to Medina Munawwara, where the Quran Sharif stands are, you will find Quran in various languages. You will see there is one Quran in 6 volumes. And that Quran in 6 volumes is Braille Quran for the blind. You see? So, when last week Sunday we had a Jalsa there, and Maulana Marchi was there, and he was giving the whole history how he started the Madrasatun Noor. It was in Marisburg, now they moved to Sidara. I asked him how Sheikh Hussain. So this is what he said. And on the stage, they had the Quran Sharif. There one volume comprises 5 parts, 5 juz of the Noble Quran. So their team, you go ask Mawlana Hasan Marchi, he says, Sheikh Hussain, he has mastered Braille, the Sheikh Hussain. He has mastered Braille. In that Quran, that is in Masjid Nabawi, he, Sheikh Hussain, found some mistakes in that. Then what he did, he reviewed everything and told Mawlana Marchi, what we need to do is this, that we need to prepare our own. And then Mawlana Marchi told the audience last week Sunday, where we were, he said that Sheikh Hussain said, if anyone finds a mistake in the Braille Quran, which they have in 30 parts now, first time ever that is done in the world, and it is being published here, everything, and exported to all parts of the world, to all the blind madrasas. When I was in Bangkok in Thailand, Mawlana Islah was there. Wherever I go, is to come translate all the talks in blind, Hafiz, Qari, and Mawlana, and Sheikh, and everything. So they're studying by him, by Sheikh Hussain. See the Kamal of the Alum Newcastle. He produced a politician like Sheikh Halani. It produced a Qazi like Sheikh Robli. It produced a man who had to go learn Braille. And then, for the first time ever in the history of the Ummah, that you have a Braille Quran in 30 parts. And our man, Sheikh Hussain, mashallah, tabarakallah, that he studied here, graduated here, and is making khidmat of Quran Sharif. You all know the 13-line Quran of Mias Farm. This Mawlana Marchi told me himself. I studied in that, you studied in that. He told me one day, this is many years ago, I went to go lecture there or something. So he told me, you know the Sheikh Hussain, in that Mias Farm Quran, you know the 13-line Quran, waterfall. He says, Sheikh Hussain found one error, one mistake. When they contacted Mias Farm, they said, impossible. We, so many ulama, so many qaris, muqris, and he found it. Sah, ola. Sah. See, he found it. a mistake in that Quran which billions of people is exported to so many countries. So I asked Baba Maharishi what mistake he found. I think Al-Alifa. Mafi Alifunak. Anyway, the ayat was walau istaqamu, that something was not 100% correct, you must remember in the script, and he picked it up. Subhanallah, what you say of a person like this? In the Quran normal, if you can call Quran normal, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what the Alum Newcastle has produced, that we look in different fields. So you must remember, for us they are sharaf, they are our children, they are our students. They bring honor to us. We feel so happy. When I go Cape Town, PE, all these places, when I was with CII, 20 years here and 17 years there, I used to get so many invitations. Sometimes I see this, and I used to tell him, you, I think you're not going to make it, you better go sell some apples or something, you know. So, then one student met me, I don't know where, he said, Mufti, you know what, you told me I must become a taxi driver. For real, I'm a taxi driver now. I said, never mind, at least you get a halal income. You understand? So, let's carry on. So when we go in the township, you find a simple madrasa, the roof is half leaking, falling, the rain is coming through. Who is there? Hey, I know you. I said, yeah, I studied here in Darulu. See, that is what we want. We can't be all sitting like me in the air-conditioned office, in the studio, and we speak. That's very easy. To go to the masses, to go in the difficult conditions, we have the best, we have to share it with the rest. That is what we need in this day and this age. Look at the turmoil, mayhem, chaos in South Africa nowadays. Every one of these programs I went, I mentioned this. Brothers, we have missed a golden opportunity in South Africa. We have democracy from 1994, and 25 years have passed. What have we done? We never took Islam to the indigenous. We never took Islam to the masses. And there was a vacuum, a niche market. The Shias came. Every big township, the Shias are busy. And money speaks all languages. They will, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote, I met Hazrat Mufti Sahib also. He said, Aurat aur daulat ne is ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Then money and women have destroyed this ummah. So they know our weakness. They will give you money not in rands, they'll give you in dollars. They'll say, bye, you come from the township, where are you waiting for a hure-een and all that? We give you a hure-teen. You go here and you make muta. Khomeini wrote, they gave me the book when I was in Newcastle. I told Maha Qasim Sema Rahimullah, I said, Hazrat, please, you are the Bukhtam himself. You know, that time we had letterhead and all that. So, all these Darul Ifta and Huzur, Wizaratul Shu'unul Islamiyah and them, just we prepare one letter in Arabic and we send to them, they will send us hundreds of books. So, Mawasim was saying, taking it. So, now I said, okay, leave it. So, I started writing my own. Understood? So, when I used to write to Iran, I used to write Abdul Qadir Husseini. And when I went to Iran, so I gave my passport. Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. Fatima, my wife. Fatima. We had no visa, Tehran. Say, right, sit down. Husseini, Fatima. In their mind, we're 100% Shia. So we went inside. They stamped everything, 2 weeks visa, 13 days. Now they realize what the mistake they made. So Khomeini writes, in Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta for 1 hour. So all these people you spoke about, we must have unity with the Shias. Tell them very good unity. You must give your daughter 1 hour for muta. Then we see how much unity you will have. So there are a lot of other issues. I don't know. So we are to blame. This vacuum, we left it. And they came and now they are active with their batil. And we are sleeping with our haq. So my brothers, ulama, students, you need Mona Ismail Aku. When we had the guests from Britain, and they were there, and there were over 200 ulama or 150 ulama, they were Maulana Hassan Dokrat's madrasa. First time I went there, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib addressed them, Hazrat Mawla Shabir Sahib addressed them, and I addressed. I said, "Main haath jorta hu, jitne bhi muhtamim hazrat hai, jitne bhi asatiza hai, I beg you, please, you must include your firaq-e-batila in part of your syllabi. About Shia, use they are. Man qatal al-Husayn? We proved to them on air, and I said, any Shia in any part of the world, tell me I'm lying. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who cursed you Shias before his martyrdom, al-irshad of Sheikh Mufid, your ibarat, your kitab. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, he cursed you all and said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell you, falastum min ummati, you don't belong to this ummat, you out. Your kitab, al-ihtijaj by Tabrasi. Fatima Kubra is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's honorable mother. Fatima Sughra is a beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein. She told them, Tabbal lakum, Allah ta'ala destroy, decimate you. And la'natullahi alaykum, you kill my beloved father today. Kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. What did the Shia la'anahumullah say? I'm live on air. And they listen to me on my programs because they want to challenge many times. The Shia la'anahumullah said, they read poetry. What they said? قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, Fatima Sughra, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, Fatima Sughra, we murdered your father Sayyidina Hussein, and we used the swords and the spears made in India. Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. So when you speak against the Qadiani, against the Ahmadi, against Aga Khanis have opened an office now in Senten. You, my ulama, my students, my colleagues, our seniors, we cannot allow our 350 years history to be tainted and polluted by this shayateen. It is imperative upon us that we present Islam in its pristine purity. How can we face Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu tomorrow when they are cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr and we keep silent? When you go to Iran, I went to Kashan. That driver, you, Iran that time, 2013, you gave $1. $1, you get 33,000 Iranian rial. So I was a millionaire there, you know, mashallah. So anyway, I told him, the taxi driver, Zari, I told him that, you know, there's one place here, that way you've got a mazar, a mausoleum, a shrine. He said, don't worry, I'll take you. So you remember one day if you go, this Iranian regime, who say they're Muslim, we don't accept that. We say they're not Muslim. Nevertheless, in Kashan, for Fayrouz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, they put up a shrine, and wahan naam kya rakha hai mufti maulana sahab muhammad sul lak sahab ke baba shuja uddis ke you did something very very great. You see, we will honor you because you murdered Sayyidina Umar. And these people you want to call them Muslim? I digressed, but I want to come back to my topic. So I spoke a little bit about the present. You go to so many Muslim schools, you go to so many darul ulums. I'll tell you about overseas. When I went to Malaysia, mashallah, chalo, I think the groom is in a hurry. Kiska nikah hai be? Chalo, I'll finish by 8 o'clock, don't worry. Your nikah, you want it on A, we'll put it on A also, inshallah. I'll tell them, we're going to extra time, penalties. Understand? When we went to Malaysia, mashallah, we found our students, you'll understood, very active, and they opened madrasas everywhere. Now this Ramadan, I was in Brazil and Bolivia, so I went to one masjid, the Maghrib time, we made iftar, I was coming out, somebody running behind, Mufti, 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 Mufti. I look, he said, you don't know me. I said, no. I said, my name Jamaluddin, I studied in Darul Uloom. I said, you students who are from Mozambique, Brazil is very good for you, but get married and go, because there a lot of things happen. You understand? So you all speak Portuguese, and there they speak Portuguese. So I spoke a little bit about the past, I spoke a little bit about the present, and many ulama, mashallah, doing sterling, rendering great service, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema, many a time, we speak about only this Darul Uloom. He did a great, great service. for the Quran Sharif in the Zulu language. He translated the entire Quran Sharif in Zulu. How many of us even know that? And that Zulu Quran was sent to Rabita and so forth. Then it was published in the thousands and so forth. Till today, so many people are reaping benefit from that. Allah Ta'ala grant Maulana also highest stages of Jannah. Our Maulana Fadil is here. I don't know if you all heard about it. Where is Maulana Fadil? Sri Lanka. There is it. Maulana Fadil. He spoke. So you stole him the waqiyah, Maulana Fadil? Of Mawasema. The dream you told him. So Maulana told you also, mashallah. So anyway, let's go now. Now I finished the past, I finished the present, let's look at the future. You see, there's a move, and you need to understand this seriously. You go to the Arab world, it's done already. You won't find, I've been to 90% of these Arab countries, you won't find private, independent darulums, or jamia, whatever you want to call it. They're all under the auspices of their government. And what the government say, that is what they have to teach. If they go this way, that way, they just fire them straight away, no negotiation. Pakistan now, same thing is going to happen if the government has their way. They want to introduce this, they want to introduce that. You go Turkey, you go here, most Muslim countries. We in this country, I don't belong to any party and all that, political party. But what is the truth we have to say? Remember the amount of freedom we got in South Africa. No country in the world has got. You understand? For that alone, we have to read 2 rakat salat and thank Almighty Allah. These radio stations and all that we're running, if you start that in a Muslim country, first person they lock us up, lock me up. You talk too much. You understood? So you must remember this kind. So use it for our benefit. So these are the challenges of the future. So what we have to do, Maulana Ismail Aku and your team, that you need to get mutakhassis, you need to get specialists. So specialists in what? You need to get specialists in firqa batila. The specialists regarding the Shias, the Qadianis, and this one, and that one, and Aga Khanis. One. Number two, we need to be honest. I asked Hazrat Mufti Zahul Aksab, Maulana Shabir Sahib, this question. Hazrat, I go there twice a week to Zakaria. Wednesdays I go and sit with the students. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, when we went to Karachi, 74, Hazrat Mufti Sahib became a teacher. We, his first students, Hazrat Mufti Zahul Aksab, big dua, Allah give him shifa also. He went for a knee replacement. So nevertheless, I told Hazrat, let us be honest. Ye 70 talaba hai, they graduating, this was 2-3 years ago. I take any one of them and I tell them that this is a Shia and debate with him for 10 minutes. That kon jeet jayega? Is your knowledge so confident that you can challenge them? قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. You must have that knowledge that you must feel I can challenge anybody. When I'm on air, I say anybody, your name is Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, you ask whatever you want to and inshallah we will answer you. So they say, the non-Muslim, they say we go, you go around the Kaaba, round the black cube. For what you'll go round and round? You're crazy? I say no, we the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine and dine and swine. You see? And you ask me that why we go round and round? Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry, when your clothing is dirty, you put in a washing machine, it go round and round, so it comes out white and clean. The Muslim go round and round, he come out pure and clean from his vices and sins. Never feel shy. You must show Islam is the best. So we need the mutakhassisin. Second question. You need to ask yourself this question. Mawasema, Mawansurullah ke namahye. Maulana Goga is here, Maulana Hashim is here, many teachers are here. We should sit in Mashura, Maulana says that now we must introduce this kitab. Kon parayega? I should say, me parayega. I'll teach. I don't even know the author's name. I don't even know the kitab. But we took it as a challenge. And we make mutala. With Allah's help, everything happens. And today we feel so happy that we did all these things. So we can talk, you know. So my brothers, in Aqidah, which is our foundation, be honest. If I bring a Salafi and I bring our ulama, our students, in 5 minutes that battle will be won. By who? By who it will be won? By the Salafi. One day I said in a majlis, I go Wednesdays and Sundays, I said, is door mein sabse zyada fitna karne wale seen or sheen hai. The biggest fitna today in the world is coming from seen and sheen. Seen is the Salafis and sheen is the Shias. Salafis are Muslim, we admit. But what harm they are causing, making everybody la madhabiya, everybody azad free, just take Quran, Hadith and follow whatever you want. We don't work that way. Ibn Hajar, Sheikh Albani, I met him personally. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, said, لَمْ يُولَدْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ. There is no person ever that will come again like Ibn Hajar. Ibn Hajar Asqalani, you know he wrote Fathul Bari. He was big muqallid of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Today these youngsters know 10, 20, 30 hadiths. They say, anahur, and I can just do what I want. Where you come from, brother? So my brothers, my message is very, very easy. Appreciate what we got. I tell people three things. I say, go to Newcastle and just look at the graveyard. And you will see one thing very unique. So they ask me what? Sometimes I take people, inshallah tomorrow I get time, I'll go there. So, and our Abu Bakr Parak make dua, I went to his house, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He did so much for this Darul Uloom. You will see a tree coming out from our Mawana Sema's grave. You go to Haji Bhai Padia's, he's there in Durban. From here we went for Janaza. So anyway, from his Krabar you will see big grave. And next to it you will see a grave there, Abdul Qadir Hussein, my spelling same. When I look at it, I say my qabr is ready, you see. Anyway, and then my father-in-law, Molana, was in Babatan, his father, and then my Babatan. So when I go to his grave, I see a big tree. So sometimes in life, Allah Ta'ala leaves some nishani, you know, that these people, asluha thabit wa far'uha fi sama. That is the khulasa of all things. Molana Sema did his job. What are me and you doing? So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant all our trustees who passed away and all the teachers who passed away, Mufti Abdul Wahab Sahib and others, and our students who passed away, the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, and those who are alive, as I just heard the last part when I was entering, our Honorable Ustad Maulana Mansur Lakh Sahib said that this is your amanat, take care of it. And cry to Allah, Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Ya Allah, let us remain with the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and keep the flag flying of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah at all times. And last, I want to say one thing, then I give over. Many of you, I hit you very hard. I was in Denhauser, and they told me yesterday, Maulana Yusuf Dawood was there. So there's a time the thought came. One day, Maulana Yusuf Dawood, I gave him 6 cuts on his back. Because he must be remembering. I used to give them. So I asked all of you for maaf. It was my insanity. It was wrong. I used to shout to y'all. I used to tell y'all many, many things. For that, I ask you all for forgiveness.